Bob, here we are at the NFL meetings, and you're going into your 15th season with the Houston Texans. How does that make you feel hearing that?
Old. I can't believe it's been 15 years. But it's exciting. I was just looking back over the history of the team a few days ago and thinking about the expansion years. And, you know, it took us about 5 years to get to the point where we could be somewhat competitive. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the last 10 years, and especially the last 5 years, we've made a lot of advancement. And, you know, last 5 years we've won 3 division titles, and you know, we've got what we think is a good organization, good coach, good coaching staff, like our team. So we think that things are pretty solid right now.
You made a huge splash in free agency, the recent acquisitions, Brock Osweiler among them. What's your reaction to all that?
Osweiler was the number one rated person on our board, and Lamar Miller was the top rated running back that we wanted. And so for us to be able to get the two of them was exceptional. Rick Smith did a great job, and people don't give him enough credit. But, you know, looking back over things, no one goes without making an error when it comes to drafting. I mean, every team. But I think for the last, 7 or 8 years, all of the players we selected in the first round are still on the roster, still playing. And no one else can say that.
Bob, what else gets you excited about this 2016 campaign coming up? I know the game in Mexico has to be a big part of that as well.
It is, because we have a growing Hispanic following, and it's an opportunity for us to really capitalize on that. And we certainly are going to do that, and we're going to engage the people in Mexico City and try to get them to come up and attend some of our games in Houston even before the game down there. And then certainly we'll have a large contingency that will go down there. So I think it'll be an opportunity to really introduce the Texans to a tremendous audience in Mexico.
That's one game you know about. Now, before the draft, the schedule will come out. Is that a day that you look forward to so much, just knowing when these games are going to take place? Because it is a very tough schedule this year, a lot of interesting road games.
It is, and to look at it and see whether you open at home or away, and you know, how many away games you have, consecutive games, and you know, what kind of when your break comes and all that sort of thing is important to us, and so we really look forward to it.
Now, what about, take me back again, we talked about year 15, coming to these meetings before you had the franchise, when you were in the process of securing the franchise, what was all that like for you, Bob?
Well, it was uncomfortable because you're coming up here, and basically you're just sitting on the outside, and you're not knowing what's going on the inside yet. You have to be there, and so it's not a position that you like to be in, and it's much better being inside.
What surprises you about the evolution of the league since you've come into the league in 2002? More popular than ever, but things keep changing with media and so forth, things like that.
Well, the digital age has really changed things. There's so many avenues now to reach out to your fans, and opportunities exist that didn't exist before. So, and the league itself is so much bigger. It's so much more complicated, and there's so much more at stake. And we have very talented people working in our league office and with NFL Network and the digital people, and they really have to be very professional. It's a fast-changing environment that they're in, and we have to make good decisions. And fortunately, so far, I think we've done that.
Bob, thanks so much for the time. Good luck this year.
Thank you so much, Mark.